We don't have to warn you about any kind of spoiler alert. You know, sometimes you talk about things that have happened on some of these TV shows. It's like you got to warn people because, oh, I didn't see the episode yet and I don't know what happened. Well, nobody knows what happened.
Yeah, we're still waiting.
If I understand correctly. Now, I didn't have a chance to see it last night. I've seen the video, which we'll play for you here in just a moment so you can hear. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the appearance of Todd Michael Hall on The Voice, the president, owner of Glass Tender, the company that's right down the road, that worldwide business that he attends to and somehow finds time to still front a rock band and now has found time to appear on NBC's The Voice. And he made an appearance last night. Now, what was going on? You were watching, Dave. This was that new four-way knockout that he was involved?
Four-way knockout. It was the last event of the evening. And so they had the four of them, and Todd was the first one to sing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was right out of the box. They brought Todd on. So as soon as he got done singing, I started concentrating on voting. And I didn't pay attention to the other three people. I knew who I was voting for. But what I missed in that is I didn't find out when they announced the results.
Now,
do you know that? Or
if I understand correctly, when the first show's in May. So mm-hmm. because they'll get back to live shows, which, if I understand, they're going to be doing from remote locations.
Right. I had heard that previously.
Okay.
They're going to be doing it from like 25 different locations around the country where the contestants are.
Well, there's a May 4th date that's mentioned here, which I think would be the first of the next. Yeah, it says the final competitors will start competing remotely beginning May 4th.
Now, so the question is, the voting is done at 7 o'clock this morning. They're going to know who won. Are they going to expect this to be kept a secret until May 4th
well,
as to who won it?
That's a good question because, well, I'm sure they'd have to, but boy, imagine trying to do that because if you were a person, for example, in Todd Michael Hall's case, he'd have to start making provisions in order to some remote broadcasting, and wouldn't even.
Unless they don't tell any of the contestants that they won. They don't give them the result of the vote, and then they include all of them in that first show appearance. Like maybe the first thing that night, they have the four people and announce who the winner is after playing clips or something.
Yeah, it just says the start of the live show's in May, and the first live show, if it's on a Monday night, would be May 4th, so.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, or unless something leaks out or some provisions are made to be known. But speaking of voting, you still have 17 minutes to get your votes in for Todd Michael Hall.
Make them count.
If you go to just search The Voice, you'll find how you can make your voice vote. And you can do so two different ways. We talked about this yesterday, but as a reminder, it's online that you can vote 10 times. And then if you get the app, you can vote 10 more times.
That's right. You download the app for The Voice and you can vote there. And also, I believe it's NBC.com is where you go to vote online.
So, boy, they made you wait till the very end, huh? Because it started at 8 o'clock. It was like a two-hour show.
Two-hour show. It's always 2 hours.
Okay.
And, but they put this toward the tail end. And it's a little different. You're going to hear what he did. And it's well done.
Well, we are wanting to give you a chance to hear. And we'll put a link up, too, on our morning team page, WSW.com. So if you want to hear it, or we'll include the NBC voice provided. This is the voice provided YouTube video, which at right now, let me see here, has over 100,000 views.
In addition to the singing, he does a great job on stage presentation, the way he moves around the stage and everything. It's pretty impressive. He's an entertainer.
It says here that he sings One Republic's Somebody to Love in the four-way knockout.
And I said, Todd Michael Hall gives the Great Lakes Bay region somebody to love.
Oh, that's cool. Well, just fun to have a nice positive reputation. Yes, we know he's from Saginaw, but and he's not the first. We've talked about others who have been in some different shows and things, and we've mentioned in the past that it's always nice to have a representation that gives a little national note to what's happening in the Great Lakes Bay region. So here you go from last night. This is what Todd Michael Hall did on The Voice.
First up with Somebody to Love, here's Team Blake's Todd Michael Hall.
Never would imagine the way the story happened. You were someone new. I used to be your focus. Now you don't even notice when I leave the room. You weren't even trying to make me jealous. but you can't help it. You can't help it. And it kills me to know that you found somebody to love, somebody to love. Tell me, how can I go on without somebody to love, somebody to love, somebody to love, somebody. They say that love comes easy, whenever it comes easy, and I see it on your face. I don't want you to be lonely, but right now, I'm the only one who feels this way. I ain't even trying to make you miss me, make you miss me. I know a history, but it kills me to know that you found somebody. Tell me, how can I go on without somebody to love, somebody to love, somebody to love, somebody to love, somebody to love.
Wow, what range, huh?
Yeah, his coach, Blake Shelton, meant it in a good way. He said something to the effect, how you can go to those highs like that is just stupid.
I mean, yeah, he went from the lows to the highs and got even higher in that one note there.
Really knocked it out of the park.
Somebody to Love, that's, again, Todd Michael Hall from Saginaw involved. And last night, The Voice, it was the four-way knockouts, and again, this is the first time they've ever done, if I understand right, a four-way knockout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a new addition.